94 Feet of Life basketball for the people, by the people. Rock with us on Facebook, rock with us on Twitter. We here. Sponsored by Ball U Academy and Habs Cookies. Go buy the damn cookies, man. You had to get Trav on the line, man, because what we're doing is the topic of the day, man, when we're talking about this sports, and it also carries over to life. You know, 94 Feet of Life, you get it. That's bars. Do I got to put it in the subtitles? I don't know. But, you know what I mean? The topic is style versus substance. You know what I mean? Showmanship versus substance. That's the title right now. We got time today, so I got to get Trav. So, Trav, talk to the people.
Hey, man, when my guy tell me he got time, knowing that I got time, we got time today, man.
Hey, look, we got time. So here we about to call out the hypocrisies of fans, of GMs, of everybody else who makes this game a little bit impure. We're about to call y'all out. So don't take it personal. Just get better. That's how I look at it.
That's it.
Just get better. So, Trav, you tell me, why is it that the same thing that makes us laugh makes us cry in this game, Trav?
Because there's too many Rico Hines and not enough Myron Jenkins, man. That's the thing. That's the thing. Because, I mean, we got people, and everything is so videotaped. It's so analyzed to the public. But we also have, which is Rico Hines in this instance, because everything shows, all you do is hear this guy count down 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. But it's all on YouTube, it's all on Facebook. Everything is so analyzed. And what it is that we are being tricked. We're being tricked on what we see. We let this television tell our vision at times. We let this social media tell our vision instead of doing the research. Breaking down the breakdown, like my guy Myron Jenkins, as far as Bar U Academy with the young guys, he's breaking down the details. Yes, everybody can get better, but how can you get better playing against an all-star team instead of just taking your time and doing things right? Have you noticed when you're with a female, when you're doing your thing, when you just ball all out and you don't get nowhere, you get yours, but when you do things right, the young girl tends to come back. That's what it's all about, man. That's what it's all about.
Give them the pepper too. Why not?
Hey, it is what it is, man.
You gotta get to it, baby, because it all ties it together. Like I said, hoop and light ties it together. I salute Trav for putting me on that, but let me take myself out of the equation for a second and let's just talk this for real quick.
Let's go.
This game has been going on for I don't know how long. We're just going to put the market at 50, 60 years, 75 even. Let's mark it at 70 years, right? All of these GOAT conversations, yet, how many years passed? Let's see, carried one. Almost 50 years have passed, and nobody has yet to pass Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in all-time leading scorer. Right. But nobody talks about him and being the GOAT. Why? Because he has mostly substance and no style. Meaning, he's not a showman for the media. He's not tap dancing to the media. He's not trying to entertain us with jokes and all of that. When he was hitting people with that sky hook, it wasn't a lot of showboating afterwards. He just hit you. He just get about his business, get these rings, get these buckets, and keep it moving.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas now, what we're doing is we're starting to see people who can do these tasks, but they can also add showmanship to them. And you know what's happening? They're staying in the league. Nick Young has about 10, 11 years in the league based off of. Lance Stevens is still in the league based off of it. And I'm not saying these dudes are deserving to be in the league because these dudes are great players. But all I am right. saying it's a lot of other players that can do what they can do. But because they don't have the showmanship and all they have is just possibly the substance behind it and they can't market them, then that's the reason why they can't get that. They can't break through. And that's the reason why they stuck in the D-League or stuck overseas. So, with that being said, we're going to holler back on this one. We're going to take a quick commercial break because we're about to cook a little bit. We're going to give y'all 5 more minutes. I'm going to open it up for Trav so he could be able to go ahead and give it to you. But We're going to bounce right back on this topic, man. Showmanship versus substance. So y'all just stay tuned. Check, man. Final note. Numbers don't lie, but the people who use them do. And we're back like we never left. 94 feet of life. Basketball for the people, by the people. Rock with us for a second. Picking up right back where we left off, because, you know, we never turn it over. Style, substance versus showmanship. So showmanship versus substance. So picking up like where we left off, about the guys like the Lance Stevenses, the Nick Youngs, who are funny to the media, who like to showboat, who like to, you know, put on a show in addition to working. They whistle while they work. But we also are, you know, shining a light on the fact that there is no reason why a guy who has substance in their game should not get more credit. But us as fans, us as GMs, and us in regards to this game, and this even starting at a younger age, we have to see the extra. It's just not, the game is no longer enough. It hasn't been enough for a while. So I'm gonna pass that on to you on that note, Trav. You let me know what you think.
I mean, you hit it on the head as far as the comparisons. I mean, a lot of people, 80s cats, they love Dominique Wilkins. They love Dominique. Dominique got the flair. He can win double windmill. He can get to the rack. He can dunk on anybody. He also can score. He also can jump high. Everybody liked that. But what about the Bernard Kings of the world? What about the George Gervins of the world? They all play that same spot. But why not? Bernard King, hey, basketball, a love story. If y'all haven't watched it, it's about 62 episodes, 62, 15 increment type of deals. Please watch it. Bernard King will basically get in a zone in his locker room. Nobody gets to him. He basically tells you, he's telling you, like, he visualized 9 spots on the court that he then basically perfected, just putting up the shot. You can't stop him from getting to those spots, but he putting in the same type of work. He doesn't get talked about. But again, substance and the real. Regardless of that, man, I mean, he putting in the same work. People better realize, man, just because it has a little flair in it, it doesn't make it the best way to do it. It's just all about putting the ball in the basket, man. That's where the substance come in at, man.
And let me just be completely clear. I mean, the reason why this has happened is because the gatekeepers of the game is now more fans than in our players.
Right.
So the individuals that are over these, you know, showcases or these tournaments, or, you know, even at the smallest level of the AAU level, they're fans before they are students of the game. So they'll take the kid that got the YouTube videos, or the kid that could go between his legs 20 times and miss a jelly layup, over a kid who's taking 2 dribbles, getting to their spot and making the right read.
Because they love the storytelling. Because they love the storytelling there. All that is a storytelling. All the flash is a storyteller, but let me know how the end of the story works.
Now, I'll be the first to say, too, let's not get it twisted. I'll be the first to say, basketball is an art.
Right.
It's an art. But what I'm also saying is, with this art, it also has an objective. The objective of basketball is to put the ball in the basket more times than your opponent. That's the objective. Let's just break it down to the simplest form. That's always going to be the objective. And the two dudes who have done that, who have put the ball in the basket more than anybody else in NBA history, are the two least dudes we talk about, being Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Karl Malone. Yeah, nobody passed Karl either.
He's still Kobe's number.
Right, he couldn't do it.
Yeah.
So again, just want to put that in that perspective. You just kind of just drop that in there. And we're not trying to make you like something that you don't like, but you will respect the substance of the game.
Respect it. Respect it.
You will respect it. And I'm going to tell you like this, too. If you're going to play this game, you might want to study those guys who showing you how to do it. They gave you the blueprint. But what good is the blueprint if you don't read it? So, we're going to come back one more time and we're going to wrap things up. We will be right back. Please don't touch that dial. We just cooking. We got time. We got 5 more minutes for y'all and then we're going to let it go. But after these messages.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got time today, man. I got plenty of time today. if we gonna talk, man, we gonna bring the word of today is substance. We're going to bring substance today. I got plenty of time to put out.
And once again, we are back, 94feetoflife.com. Rock with us on Twitter, Instagram, 94feetoflife, now for the Twitter. First one is for the gram. Let's get it in. So, going to bring everything full circle because, like I said, we went a lot of information trash, but we just, facts are facts, right?
Right.
And what we're here to tell you is it's only a rare few that are able to provide the showmanship with the substance. And that's the real definition of the GOAT. That is how we define the GOAT as the masses.
Mm-hmm.
The combination of showmanship and substance. Everybody want to say Mike is 6-0 because that's the only argument they can have, because that's the only argument that allows them to be able to, what's the word I want to use? That allows them to be able to hide behind the fact that they just really like Jordan's style. Because if it was about substance, Bill Russell wasn't pretty how he did it. But he got 11 of them things.
Yes.
Might more than that. I counted 11.
I counted 11 too. 10 just, playing okay. And 1 coaching.
Player coaching. So, yeah. He got 1 of them player coaches. So, yeah, imagine that. You calling timeouts, drawing up plays, and you going back out there executing the own play you drew up. Okay. That ain't GOAT stuff? I've never heard that done before again. Ever. So, I'm noticing y'all pattern, and it's okay. I'm calling out the masses mainly so that you can know what you are so you won't be a full of shit about it. That's all. Now you can own it. You can wear it. You like sauce on your chicken. That's cool. I like sauce too. But own up.
Mild.
Own up to it. Ain't nothing wrong with a little mild sauce on your chicken.
Nah,
but I will tell you this. You pour too much mild sauce on that wing, you ain't gonna taste the chicken no more.
You ain't gonna taste it. Exactly. I mean, that's just all it is, man. I mean, the style, man. The style. Again, don't let that style fool you. I mean, you want some style in your game. Like you said, you want that sauce on your chicken. But, man, the substance is the key, man. Why are you doing all of this? That is the question. Why are you doing all this? You do all this to put the ball in the basket. Now, Charles Barkley said something that was so real. A lot of people don't like him. But he was talking about Blake Griffin at one time. We love to see Blake Griffin jump over people's head. But Charles said this. Why you want to jump over everybody? And all you can do is open the door and walk in the house. That's where the substance come in. Not everything got to be glamorous to get to the point. Only thing you got to do is open the door.
Or... the best ones make opening the door look glamorous.
Exactly.
And that's where the marketing and showmanship comes into play.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I could throw this bounce pass, but I could also throw this bounce pass even though it's the same bounce pass. So me not looking or giving you the perception that I didn't know it was there automatically adds style to what substance.
I.e. Magic Johnson.
Absolutely. He's and that's the reason why people think of him as the GOAT of point guards, because he took something as bland as passing and made it into something that everybody wanted to do. That's genius. That's the marketing of it. How can I make this task that normal humans find to be mundane and make it into something that becomes a work of art? And that's what that's what my kids got to learn too. They're going to have to eventually learn that part. But you can't learn that part unless your substance is right.
Right.
Because as fast as you are, if you don't know how to stop on the dime when you need to, you stuck. So that's all the time we got, man. Unless you want 5 more. I'm going to leave it up to Trap.
I got 5 more, man.
Okay, we got 5 more, man. So 1 more commercial break, then we bringing it back, man. Let's get it.
That's good.
What some will argue the golden era of basketball. Some will argue that, some won't. That's neither here nor there. Give us a few memorable stories during your stint in the NBA that we can share with people.
Well, I shut Michael Jordan down.
Hey.
I held him to 45 points. That was a memorable experience I had in the NBA. My rookie year, we played the Chicago Bulls when they were at their height of basketball with Dennis Rodman and Scottie Pippen. And, you know, I was coming off the bench, and our three-man, Mario Elliott, had mysteriously got injured within, like, minutes of the game. And to this day, I'm still looking for where he got injured, but he was the guy who was on. And it was on NBC, Isaiah Thomas and all the guys were on the game. It was prime time in Chicago Stadium. And Mario just mysteriously got injured within, like, minutes of the game. So I hear, Rose. I'm looking like Rose. Like, who is he calling? Like, who is he calling for? He's like, come on, get the I'm like, oh, man. So here I am, you know, at 24 years old, and I've been grew up buying Jordans and watching Jordan, and I got in the game, and it was a great experience. I'm not going to lie, but he is definitely the GOAT. And, you know, I know people would argue with LeBron, and some say Kobe, and everybody got their favorites, but he truly was one of the best players I ever played against in my life. And he did not have a weakness as a basketball player. He was strong as an ox. He was sharp. He could shoot. Obviously, we know about his athletic ability. He was really, like, you know, you go into a game and you guys are scoring players, notice, you know, you look for weaknesses in players. Like, maybe I'll back off and make him a shooter, or I'll pressure him because he can't dribble. This guy literally had no weaknesses.
All right, we reached the fourth quarter. You already know what it is, 94 feet of life, and we really in our bag right now. Just pretty much talking about and challenging how to rearrange your mind into being able to look at all of the nuances of the important as the things that you like. So, Trav, we wrapping this up, man. We got an extra 5 minutes, man. Talk to the people, man. Just drive home the point that you want to drive home based on this conversation.
I mean, most people love coffee. You love your Folgers, your Maxwell houses and all that stuff. The can look good when you get it from the store. You got the red can. Well, I was back in the 80s, so grandma used to drink that stuff all the time. You got the blue can, got the red can. But why do you get this can? Because it looks that way, but isn't all the beans, the coffee beans and stuff, where does it come from, MJ? It comes from Colombia. It comes from Colombia. That's where your substance is at. The package look good. I mean, all you can do is wrap them, put some coffee grains in a piece of paper and give it to you. Or you can get it out the can. Why does this can sell so much more than what's balled up in this paper? It's all the same. But it's all about how you get there. It's all about how you get there. And most people, their eyes are liking that style. But sometimes that style just, it can fool you. It can fool you. But all I'm just going to say, man, be careful of the styles that you admire, because the substance is not always there in certain people's styles, man. MJ, take it away, man. You got three minutes left, man.
Oh, let's go. I'm already on it. You know I'm going to bring it home, man, bring it in my bag. So I'm going to tell you the common denominator of all of this. So everybody, you know what I'm saying, like the showmanship. They like the substance. They like the combination of it. The main ingredient to both of these is love. When you love what you do, when you are passionate about what you do, when you are obsessed about what you do, that's when the enthusiasm come in. That's when the originality takes over. That's where the creativity starts to come over and enamor your brain. Because now that you have that element going, now that you have that portion going, in which you're obsessed with the small, finite details, which is what brings forth that substance, that's when you start thinking about the counters. That's when you start thinking, well, what happens if I do this, this, and this? That's when you open them brain dimensions up. And now you're turning this game into a work of art. That's the combination. So, with all of that being said, us being the gatekeepers of the game, we have to make sure that we are giving both sides of the spectrum. Because it's up to us, for these kids who are trying to have this dream, it's up to us to be able to make sure that we give them every opportunity to succeed. Now, what they do with the information, completely up to them. But that's why I pride myself on, when I watch the training videos, salute to them, because it's a lot of good people that got good stuff out there. But when I watch them, I pride myself on originality. I pride myself on thinking outside the box, but having the basis on substance. I pride myself on teaching the why. I'll teach a move and tell them, this is why the move is going to work.
Mm-hmm.
I pride myself on that. Because if you don't understand the why, if you don't understand the what and the why and the how it works, well, what happens when somebody understands the same thing you understand and they take that away?
You have no game.
Meaning, you understanding the why, you'll understand how to be able to counter. But, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, bringing it home, man, because, you know, we're about to call it even to wrap this up. What you got to do as fans, you just got to own up to what you look for. You got to define what you call as great. You got to define what you like about the game and stand on it. Be honest. Tell the truth. If you're a casual fan, be that. But stop fronting for these people. So with that being said, man, we out of here, man. 94 Feet of Light. Basketball for the people, by the people. Deuces.
Feet of Life, basketball for the people, by the people.